This is number 18 in the series, 220 to 240. Maximum, probably coming back down again. Ready. What I have set out above means that I would allow this appeal. In those circumstances, the question does arise as to what added protection the HRA has provided for the respondents. I believe that additional protection is substantial. Before SIAC, two of those of whose members were senior judges, and before this court, the issues raised by the respondents were examined in a way which would not have been possible before the HRA came into force. Before both tribunals, the standards that the ECHR requires were applied by SIAC and this court. But this court has concluded that applying those standards, the action which has been taken by the appellant is lawful and complies with the ECHR. While the respondents are detained, the same scrutiny can be repeated if the circumstances change sufficiently to justify this. This is a very considerable protection which would not have been available either to nationals or non-nationals prior to the HRA coming into force. The unfortunate fact is that the emergency which the government believes to exist justifies the taking of action which would not otherwise be acceptable. The ECHR recognises that there can be circumstances where action of this sort is justified. It is my conclusion here, as a matter of law, that is what we are concerned with, that action is justified. The important point is that the courts are able to protect the rule of law. Right, I think that was possibly 2:50 at 1 minute.